Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I don't know why it doesn't trip off the tongue, that sentence, even though I've said it hundreds of times. I still fuck it up, but hey, there you go. Yes, I've just heard an ice cream man. Not only that, I've seen him. I've seen him in his van, and he was playing If You Go Down to the Woods Today, but obviously, you know, the ding, 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 ding version. They don't like lyrics, do they, ice cream men? They're like, instrumentals only, please. And that to me is the start of the summer. It's not hearing a woodpecker. It's not the clocks going forward or whatever it is. It's an ice cream man who's driving down your street, hawking his wares. That's what it is. See, ice cream men, they fly south for the winter. Must be a nightmare getting the van in the plane. That's a little joke there about ice cream men. Thanks very much. Anyway, I went out with my mates last night. I left the house and I went out with my mates. Non-comedy related, leaving the house is rare. And it was lovely to see everybody. But we went for a Thai meal and I had a tom yum soup. Very, very hot. I mean, unbelievably hot. It was like drinking liquid pepper. And by the end of the night, I got in my car to drive home. And I was like, oh, I am about to shit myself. And I had to knock on my mate's door and use his toilet. And what then proceeded to happen was essentially a crime against humanity. It was against the Geneva Convention, what happened in that toilet. Jesus H. Anyway, done. Good job. Thanks very much. Then I drove home, unloaded, deloaded, if that's what you want to call it. Yes, I did have a topic to talk about, and it has completely slipped my mind. So now I have two options. Do I stop the podcast and just admit that it's lost? Or do I continue on and use this podcast as I was meant to, which is to improvise? I'm going to try and improvise it out. Where are you going? This way. I'm on a dog walk. And so, yes, anyway, so it's the one thing I'll say about meeting up with my mates is, I mean, obviously they're my oldest friends. And I've known them for many years, 20, 25 years. And we have huge amounts of coming of age stuff together. And I still love their company. I get very excited. I'm one of those guys who gets excited hanging out with friends. If I go to see people, I get genuinely like, I'm like a child going to Disneyland or something. And it was great. But considering that a lot of my conversations are just with comedians now, at gigs and things like that, not even comedians that I'm particularly friendly with, just chatting to comedians, there is a distinct difference. Oh, it's getting windy. This whole podcast is and here comes a train. You can throw this at me. I'm not starting again. No, I'm not starting again. We're going to carry on recording. Let me put my hood up. Yep, there we go. Bit of wind protection. I'm sorry. Look, understand that you and me, we've got to get through this together. Alright? This is like the Titanic. I might be the captain, but if it goes down, you're fucked too. I mean, you're not really. You just turn it off, don't you? Just go, can't be bothered to listen to this now. It's rubbish. It's all over the shop. And I would agree with you, but I'm trying to... This is the entire reason for this podcast was to track my comedy progress and also do 5 minutes improvise every day. So if I keep on stopping every time an imperfection happens, then it's going against the ethos. And do you want me to go against the ethos? No, exactly. So anyway, basically I'm saying I had a nice time with my friends, but what I would say is the chat amongst, this is going to sound really up myself, but it's not, it's just something I noticed, between non-comedians and comedians is very different. Comedians, and I don't get me wrong, I don't hang around with any pro-comedians, but apart from maybe Josh, you could argue he's a pro. There's always trying to be an angle to what you're discussing. There's always trying, like someone always ends up making a joke. Because you just think about premises so much and you just think about, there's so much trying to find the funny in something that, oh my God, this wind is whipping up, that the conversation is always quite amusing, really, and fast-paced and quick. And then chatting with my friends, it was much slower. Apart from one friend I've got called Anthony, who's always been very, very quick and funny. to the point where I thought to myself, I should employ him to write with me, give him a bit of cash or something, and say write with me, because he's so quick on his feet. But apart from him, the conversation was great, but it's of a different ilk. And it's just, the more I hang around with comedians and the less I see my friends, which is kind of a natural progression as you get older anyway, the more you notice the difference between civilians and comedians. And by comedians, I mean semi-alcoholic, autistic losers. But hey, we're all like that, aren't we? All right, well, that's it. Look, we've got past 5 minutes 40. Was it worth it? Was it? It wasn't worth it, was it? Still, we did it, and that's the entire point of this podcast. Improvisation. It's not about the quality. The listener comes last. It's all about me. It's what serves me. You're just a patsy. I don't even know what that is. Is that something you put in a bun? See you on the next pod.